on the screen, I meant to have We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder and conclude with Soldiers of the Cross to start with. Somewhere or another, we didn't get that done, so it said Bearers of the Cross. That's what our hymnal changes it to. So let's just sing the first verse without Gary didn't have to play for it. Let's just sing it. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the Cross. I expect that's how most of us learned that song, that African-American spiritual, many years ago. Anybody got any memories of where you learned it and when you learned it? Am I the only one? It's in our hymnal. Someone knows it from way back. Anybody ever do it at church camp? Howard did. Is that where you learned it? Okay. Back when you were a youth? Yep. Others learned it at church camp? All right, Rita. See, yeah, we got some memories. Any thoughts about it? Last week I asked people to start sharing, so I'm asking you all to share if you got anything. Okay. I just know when I learned that song back at church camp, when I was about whatever it was, 11, 12, or 13, Jesus touched me in a new way. And I still turn back to it. Because all of a sudden I know that when I'm with Jesus, I'm rising. Rise, shine, give God glory. That's part of one of the verses. Rise, shine. Rita's laughing. She's touching her. It's touching her. And I was, all week I've been singing it, and I noticed at one moment, I don't know if I can pull it off now, my voice actually went up, and I was singing it like a tenor, like I had my voice hadn't changed yet. It's such a good hymn, such a good spiritual. It's affected us in so many ways. So many of us, it called to faith, to Christ. But I want to talk to you about Jacob and how he had the dream. Imagine you're out there in that wilderness and you need a place to sleep and you put your head on a rock. Now, I don't think I could pull that one off. I know last week I was walking, you all know I got these neck problems and back problems and all this good stuff. And I think I felt like I had slept on a rock after I did what I did. I had these two long boards, about 15 foot long. I had to move them out of the way. I stuck them in the truck. I left the tailgate up, and I came off the lawnmower. I said, oh, I got to put those boards away. 10 seconds later, I got off, and I walked right into him and crashed my head. So I felt like I slept on a rock for days. Thank goodness for the chiropractor. Sleeping on that rock would be something, using it as a pillow. For Jacob, what did it do? It turned into a great dream. And we think of Jacob as this wonderful leader and from the Bible. But you know, after I had sung Jacob's Ladder and we were in circles holding hands and it just inspired us, and then as time passed on and all of a sudden I'm in college and I'm reading the Bible, I'm reading Genesis, and I start to read all the story of Jacob. For a while I got turned off. Why do we sing about this guy? He's a deceptive character. He not only wrestles with God, he tried to deceive his brother. He did deceive his brother Esau. They were twins. It says in the Bible, Esau came out first. Jacob came out holding his heel. So Esau was supposed to inherit all the things that the first oldest brother gets from his father. But Rebekah, the mother, she had a different idea. She had her own deceptive. You know, I married a Rebekah, so I have to be careful how I talk about Rebekah. But she had her own side of being deceptive. And she taught that side to Jacob, and he was supposed to be the one. So here it is. Here's how deceptive he is. His father Isaac, does anybody remember in the scripture? His father Isaac is now very old, very elderly, close to dying. He calls in his son Esau. What's Esau? Jacob says, Esau is a hairy man. I am a smooth one. And so Rebekah says to Jacob, I want you to go into your father and you receive his blessing. I can't. He'll know that he's, you know, that I'm not the hairy one. Oh, I have this outfit for you to put on. So when you go in there, he'll think you're the hairy one. So even though Isaac questioned Jacob's voice, it wasn't Esau's voice. And he had sent Esau out to find the game. Esau was the hunter. Find something to bring back and cook for him and prepare a meal that could be his final meal. And so he could give his son his blessing. Jacob comes back with what Rebekah has cooked and said, took care of this game real fast. It's right here. And they got Isaac's blessing. Deception, I said. Deception. I sing this song, we are climbing Jacob's ladder, and he deceived us. It took a while when I figured out I was no better than him. We all have our deception inside of us. We all have our sin inside of us. We all have that evil moment. And then God came along to Jacob, and God called him forth and gave him that dream, and Jacob became the one, the follower, the leader. And isn't that life today? Isn't life like what Jesus talked about in his parable? We plant the wheat, but some way, some devil, some thief, someone that we're against, or is against us, that comes and plants the weeds in the midst of the great wheat that we're growing. Isn't that the way it is? Jesus understood that. Matter of fact, in today's world, I don't know if you drive down the road and see all these beautiful plants along the side of the road, and I remember when I saw these purple plants many years ago, I was, oh, aren't those beautiful? And then all of a sudden I see some news report that the government, whatever they call that government agency, said those plants are destroying our wild plants and we got to get rid of them, and all these beautiful plants. So something's beautiful doesn't mean that it is always the best. And this week, I don't know if you heard on the news this great discussion about the bees, and we're losing our bees. And they said a theory is that we're losing the bees to our corn and our soybeans, who back in 1994, we started putting some protection on those corn and soybean seeds. I remember back in 1994, that winter, I received my first sets of beehives in the house we had purchased. I was so excited, and we got some great honey, and I was learning about how to do it, and all the bees died that winter. That's so much the way life is. We think we're doing something good. It creates something that's not good. You never know. So we have all these great debates and theories of what is this and what is that. But in the midst of that, how do we find God? How do we find this ladder that's up there before us? The angels are coming down, the angels are going up, and we can climb. I'm so glad that when I was in college and seminary when I rediscovered it. It was okay. Jacob's still the great hero. Still the one that leads me to Jesus. To climb higher and higher. And I don't want to be one of those preachers that we see so much on television today that tells you to climb higher and higher by you're going to become successful, you're going to make more money, you're going to do all this. That's not the higher and higher that I want to promote. I want to promote that touch deep inside of you that there's Jesus, that there's love, that there's hope, that God is real in us, and our world needs God so much. Our world needs God so much. Was listening to the radio yesterday on NPR, and they played an old interview back when we were celebrating the one of the special anniversaries of walking on the moon. And this is the anniversary of walking on the moon at this time of the year. So they were interviewing Buzz Aldrin. And they talked to Buzz. Now just think of this. Who went higher and higher up that ladder than Buzz Aldrin or Neil Armstrong? Who went higher? Or maybe John Glenn? Anybody go higher than them in the physical way of climbing? And Buzz, in that interview, I don't know if you've ever read his book or anything, it says that when he came down to the earth, back from the moon, he didn't live in that glory. A year before he went up to the moon and walked on the moon following Neil Armstrong, his mother had committed suicide. And that's one of the reasons they say that Buzz didn't walk first, Neil did. They wanted to make sure that Buzz was okay. So he followed Neil. But he said he came back down to the earth and he had inherited all those negative genes of alcoholism and trouble from his family, from his mother's side. And so he spent many years drinking and being drunk, but he'd been dry 30 years from this interview several years ago. So I'm trying to think. No matter how high we go, no matter how high we climb on that ladder, we've got to find something more powerful inside of us and around us in the unity of Jesus Christ. May that unity be with you, with each of us, with your families in need, because so many of us want the climb and think we don't need to have all this spiritual aspects of life. I'm so glad there's a couple of us that song touched us when we were young. May it touch you today. We're going to turn to our hymnal. It'll be on the screen. And we're going to sing first verse of We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder. And then number 501 in our hymnal, there's a new version. It's not about climbing the ladder. It's about being in Sarah's circle. Sarah, of course, is Isaac's mother. It takes us back to that time and that place. We are dancing Sarah's circle. On the one hand, we are climbing. On the other hand, we're in this circle of life, being united together through the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ.